Awards. Fred Film Radio Awards.
We have two key guests here that still have to speak. Celine Sciamma, who was behind a wonderful film, Girlhood. And we also have Andrea Segre, who won with his film. Now, I've seen their films, and I've seen Ken Loach's film in Can I, Daniel Blake. These are all films that tackle social problems. And they really cut straight to the heart of viewers. Now, these films, whether they're Italian, German, Estonian, very often they cannot be understood in other countries because of the language barrier. And that was the thinking behind the Lux Film Prize. The idea was that a panel would select three finalists. Now, I'm not talking about the Parliament doing this. These are people that know the film industry. They select the finalists and make those films accessible to viewers around Europe. And the three films I've mentioned are wonderful. You can see them. Now, Ken Loach's film is one that I don't imagine has large viewing figures because it is a specific film with a specific type of message. And if there are no subtitles in German, French or Polish, then that will restrict distribution. And I do wonder how our other directors cope with this. Celine Sciamma, for example, talked about an online platform that is used for films that are not being shown in cinemas because they're not subtitled, there are problems with distribution, lack of funding. So these are films made available online for educational purposes. And perhaps you could tell us a little bit about this initiative.
Bonjour. Oui.
Good afternoon. Well, it's more than an educational platform, in fact. It's a video-on-demand platform. It's the first virtual cinematheque, if you like, or film library. It began in France, started by film directors and some technological and economic partners at Univers Ciné, which is a VOD platform in France. The idea was to create a film library from the 20th century, films from the 20th century, and the specificity of this was that directors would actually select the films that were going to be part of this film library. In fact, we're going to ask Ken to give us a list of films. So each director suggests their 50 favourite films. So these are not necessarily going to be rare films, but perhaps they've been forgotten about. They're on a variety of different platforms. So the idea is to really replace algorithms. We want to editorialise a little bit about the best films that these directors consider need to be seen. So there's an educational aspect to it because it's about creating access to these films and accompanying people on that journey. It's also about having people see our cultural heritage. In Italy, in France, and perhaps in Belgium as well, we have to negotiate copyright for every sort of new initiative like this. It's not really part of the market, but it is heading that way. We still have a lot of filmgoers. There's no economic model yet for this platform. Well, I think that was my answer, actually.
Thank you, Sydney. I would now like to put a similar question to Andrea. As far as I'm aware, you're very interested in documentaries. Unfortunately, documentaries do not enjoy the same level of distribution as fiction. I know that you have set up an independent label to try to make such documentaries available to a wider audience free of charge. Can you say a little bit more about that, please?
Buongiorno a tutti.
Good afternoon, everybody. For a few years in Italy now, documentaries have been very popular. They've been successful in international film festivals. They've really reached a new audience, especially among young people. Actually, I think that a lot of Ken Loach's films are sort of documentaries. I mean, the line between fiction and documentary is rather fun to tread on. I mean, it's not always a clear distinction. You have real people who become magnificent actors and magnificent actors who really become real people. And the stories that we draw from real life are those that allow us to talk about reality but go beyond reality as well. The problem, of course, is getting these stories seen. And I think this problem is to do with what Ken Loach was talking about, not only in terms of films, but also to do with the economic system that we live in. There is huge inequality that exists in the distribution of films as well. And that is linked to the duality of the cinema industry on the one side and communication on the other. The influence of economic interests is often detrimental to not only the artistic quality of the films, but also the distribution model for the films. Now, I'm not good at big speeches, but what I do every day is tell stories. So let me tell you a story to illustrate what I'm talking about. I can't tell you the names of the people involved in this story, not only because I haven't asked their permission to tell their story at the European Parliament, but particularly because it will be very difficult for them to tell this story publicly. This is about two young people who, in recent months, saved a cinema in a small town of 10,000 people in Italy. I mean, they should have a statue erected in their honour because they're 28 years old and they've saved a cinema. This is a huge cultural achievement. They did it because they love cinema. They both do different works. One of them is a civil engineer, the other one works in a tax office. But they like cinema, and so they decided to save the cinema. It was about to close down, and in fact it belonged to the church. It was run by the church, and they decided to close it because they couldn't make ends meet. And they said, no, we want to keep the cinema, so they opened the cinema for free. So they said, once we've raised money in the town, once we've worked on how to save it, perhaps we can make this part of the so-called sharing economy. So they had a cinema, they cleaned it up, they replaced the projector. They said, well, we can stay here whenever we want, we like films. So they started to think of the films that they were going to show, and they're both parents as well, they have children. And their children said, well, Dad, can we watch the latest Disney cartoons? And they said, yes, of course, sure. So they called up the Italian distributor of Disney films. Well, anyway, it's the Finding Dory, that new, I don't really remember what it's called, but anyway, the new Disney film. And the distributor said, of course, if you want our films on Saturday and Sunday for families, you have to show it every day for 6 weeks. And if you don't do that, then you have to pay a penalty fee of 5,000 euros. They said, no, we just want it on Saturday and Sunday afternoons, and then perhaps we'll have documentaries afterwards. You know, we've invited Andrea Segre to his documentary, and of course they didn't know who I was, but they said that if you want to show this film, you have to respect these contractual arrangements. And of course I managed to get my documentary shown one Wednesday night, and I met them, and they told me about this. And I said, well, it's not the first time I've heard this. They asked me something very simple, which I'm passing on to you now. Why isn't there a place that we can denounce this sort of injustice? Why is there nowhere that we can say, this is wrong for you to force me to keep showing these films for economic reasons that have nothing to do with what people actually want to see at their cinemas? I think this is the type of forum where we can talk about those problems, because they're linked to other inequalities that are not just related to the world of cinema. So I've crisscrossed Italy with my films over the last few years, talking to people who have saved cinemas, and they all say that they are involved in an unequal fight. If you don't have anybody supporting you in this struggle against Fox Distribution or Disney Distribution, of course, which is just a free telephone number that you call, and they don't have any interest in your endeavour. So how can you help a diverse cinema to exist. We create distribution networks, we create new ideas, we try to support them. But if we don't change the rules, then it's always going to be the market that wins.
Fred Film Radio.
24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.